I'm Bob Garfield with an OTM Podcast Extra. This week, we want to share with you a piece that we really liked from our friends at Radio Diaries. It's a personal, revealing, surprising story told by a teen from a region that usually gets discussed only in terms of oil and conflict. Here's host Joe Richman with the details.
People often ask us how we find our diarists. There are a lot of different answers to that question. But it usually doesn't happen like this.
And today, we're also announcing a search for new teenage diarists on All Things Considered.
A while back, we launched a contest with NPR to find a new diarist for our series Teenage Diaries. The idea was to find a completely unexpected story, someone we never would have come across on our own. And that's exactly what happened. We received close to 1,000 submissions from around the world. And in the end, we chose this one.
Hello, listener. This is Mist. I live in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and I turned 19 today.
That's Majd Abdulghani. And to tell you more about Majd and her story, I'm going to hand this microphone over to my co-producer here at Radio Diaries, Sarah Kramer.
Thanks. Okay, first, some background. So Saudi Arabia is one of the most restrictive countries in the world for women. You might know a couple of things about Saudi women, that they wear black abayas and veils. And you've probably heard they're not allowed to drive. What you might not know is that there are now more women on university campuses than men. Things are changing, slowly. In any case, outsiders rarely get to see the day-to-day life of Saudi women.
So we sent our new diarist, Majd, a tape recorder. And on her 19th birthday, she started documenting her life with a microphone. She ended up recording for 2 years. Today in the podcast, those 2 years in 25 minutes. Here's Majd.
Oh, okay. That's my alarm. It thinks I'm asleep. It's 6:45. I'm just here in my room, and I'm about to do my morning stretches. I like to count in Japanese when I do them.
Ich, ni, san, go, rock, sech, hatch.
Okay, I'm done. I'm going to introduce my family to the mic. And you to the family. There's my immediately older brother's room to the left. Hi, Mohamed. Can I interview you? Can you talk about your work?
Work is great. Go.
Hi. I have 4 brothers. I'm the only girl. And now I'm passing the family sitting room. We have 2 big bookcases because my parents have all kinds of books. We're a family that loves reading. So now I'm in the kitchen with my brother, my younger brother. Ma'al, what are you eating? Is this cornflakes? Nodding. They don't hear nodding. You have to say yes. In Arabic, it's cornflakes. Cornflakes. My mom is here. Something funny just happened, and my mom just told me about it. She got a call from some guy's mother, and she said that, you know, we heard you have a beautiful daughter, and we want to get our son married to her. My mom, she says her first instinct was to tell her, no, my daughter is too young, and just try to end the call as soon as possible. But she said, I stopped myself because I felt like I need to acknowledge that you're growing up. And she told the mother that she can come over on Monday or Tuesday. So I told her, you know, listen, mom, the chance that I will agree to this person is 0.00000001%. I'm going to be late. I have my purse, I have my phone, I have my book. Okay, I'm putting on my abaya. It's all black. I put on before I leave the house. And I'm wearing my niqab. It's this fabric that covers my face except my eye area. So I'm hoping it's not masking my voice or anything. It sounds counterintuitive, but for me at least, it's kind of liberating. It gives me such anonymity. Nobody knows who the hell I am. So bye for now. Okay, I'm recording in the college at King Saud University. I'm a bachelor student of clinical lab sciences. The campus is really new. Basically, a lot of grass and a lot of palm trees. The male campus has been there since forever, and now they moved the female campus next to it. Alhamdulillah, how are you? Ayuh. There's not a single man on campus. And if they are, they're in basements, and they have a special entrance, so you never run into them. That's why I can laugh as loudly as I want, and I can not wear abaya, and I can look as pretty as I want. In the university, it's just me being me.
Hey, you have a company?
I'm here with my friends. They're distrustful somewhat of the microphone.
It's professional, dude.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, it's the norm for girls to study now. It's not strange. It's not a big deal. What I want to do in life is I want to be a scientist. I want to get a master's, and then I want to get a PhD, and then I want to do a postdoc. This is my life plan.
Orange juice, please. Fresh water.
Hi, it's me again. The date is December 2nd, and we're at a steakhouse.
Outback.
It's a steakhouse called Outback.
No, it's an Australian chain. It's called Outback Steakhouse.
Okay, مرة فرق. I'm with Majid, my oldest brother. I just ordered grilled salmon. And Majid, what did you order?
Chicken fried chicken, which is a bit redundant.
We're sitting in the family section of the restaurant. It's part of the separating the sexes a little bit. So do you mind if I do an interview with you?
Okay.
How do you see your role as my brother? Like, what do you think your responsibilities are toward me?
The responsibilities are many, but to sum up, if your father, my father, may God forbid, dies, then I will be the one who's in charge, what they call it in Arabic, the wali, the
guardian, the guardian.
Yeah.
Just intervention for me. Male guardianship is like a thing in Saudi Arabia. So for example, as a Saudi woman, you have to get permission to go to university or get married. It's one of the things we have to deal with. Anyway, back to the interview. So yeah, what do you want me to do in the future?
You?
Yes, me.
To be a great mom. And to have a great husband. Yep.
So when do you think I should get married?
You should get married now.
Now?
You are capable of getting married, so you should get married now, yeah.
Inshallah, I will be capable in 3 or 4 years as well.
No, you are now capable.
Yes, and I was capable last year too.
Yes, so you are missing a lot of great opportunities.
Actually, I think I will miss great opportunities if I do get married. I feel like if I get married, I have to be responsible towards my husband. And so that would stop me from doing the things I want to do.
Being responsible for your husband is just very marvelous that you can you will forget everything else.
Okay, wow. We're moving on. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When you will start cover yourself properly?
I already am.
So sometime you're covering your face, sometime not covering, sometime. So it's a bit like hypocrisy or?
No, it's not. I usually cover my face. Like when I have makeup on or when I'm going out and there are a lot of men in the place where I'm going, I cover my face. But sometimes I don't feel like it's needed.
So subjective.
Yes. What's the problem with that?
Not what I think, what the Prophet and what the Quran tell you to do and to cover.
We both know there are a lot of opinions on this by the scholars, so you can't just...
Now, according to the majority of the scholars, you should cover your body, excluding maybe, I could say, your hands and maybe one hole for your eye. Yeah.
One hole for the eye? What is this? I would trip over everything. Oh, please. You would never say this if I weren't recording. You know that. You're trying to shock people. Anyway, do you have any last things to add?
Why you ask a lot of questions?
I feel like since I'm recording this to an American radio show, I should explain that over here, when you're young, like you might grow up with a lot of guy friends as a little kid, but then one day you're supposed to start detaching yourselves from them, not seeing them anymore because now you have to cover up from them. I mean, I remember even with my cousin, when I was little, I would see him every day. And we used to kind of play our own games and stuff, sneak food to each other. It was fun. And then one day, his voice was thick, my chest was bigger, and all of a sudden, you're not friends anymore. You only say, hi, how are you? And that's as far as it goes. It was like game over. It's been a really busy couple of weeks. And right now I'm in the gym, in the female gym where I take my karate classes. There are seven of us in the class. There are so few girls in Saudi Arabia who do karate. We're like the secret club. We're like fight club. When I'm practicing karate, I don't even think about anything else. Just turning myself the right way and breathing the right way and delivering efficient speed with the move. But mostly, I love how it makes me feel better about myself. Anyway, the reason I was recording is because I want to rant a little bit. My dad seems to want me to stop taking karate classes. He's been saying that for a long time, but last night he was like more insistent than usual. And he said, karate, it's just not natural. He probably thinks it's going to throw my femininity out the window or something. I don't know. And my mom doesn't like it either because I've been doing push-ups, so my arms are a little more toned now. My parents, what they want me to do is sit in the kitchen and learn how to cook for a future husband that I don't even know if I'm going to get married to. And that really, really annoys me. I don't want to be cooped up in the house. I want to be able to walk alone in the street and laugh loudly with my friends and not worry about how it looks or being able to breathe because I have to wear my niqab. I love Saudi. It sounds corny, but it's my country. It's where I was born and where I was raised, you know, all that cliche stuff. But I don't want to be here right now. Okay, hi. I started this recording because I wanted to record myself while I'm packing. Oh, I don't know how many I buy is to take. Two or three. Two. It's been a year since I started recording this. And I can't believe this is happening. I'm not actually crying, but this is just my very happy voice. Basically, okay, yeah, let's skip all the gory details. I have graduated as a clinical lab scientist. And before I start my internship, I'll be going to a genetics lab, the King Abdullah University for Science and Technology, which is like, it's a really prestigious university here. So I'm supposed to leave tomorrow. And the university is on the coast next to Jeddah in a city called Thuwal. And I'll be traveling on my own, which not a lot of women do. And my dad called me. He was like, you know, when you get on the plane, make sure you do not sit next to a man. And I was like, okay, yeah, don't worry. Ugh, I need flip-flops. Okay. I'll only be going for 2 months. But I'm so excited. Okay, bye.
Hi, this is Mist, and yesterday I turned 20. I'm really glad I'm not a teenager anymore.
I'm just gonna put on my gloves. Right now I'm working in the lab,
a genetics lab. It's crazy how much I love looking under the microscope. You know, this is inside of us. This is what is happening inside my body, and this is what's making me who I am.
What's the status on the kids' proteins?
We need to quantify them.
I am working with Philip, a man who is a PhD at the lab.
Can you explain briefly what we're doing?
We're comparing several methodologies to isolate DNA, RNA, and proteins.
This is a mixed university, and the rules that apply to the rest or to most of Saudi Arabia don't apply here.
So you're recording our experiments?
Yes. Will it work? Will it not?
Yep. Stay with us.
Tune in at...
after the break.
I don't mind being in an environment where there are men, but it's strange for me. There are lines, obviously, that I don't cross. I didn't shake hands with them. I made sure we didn't have any physical contact. In terms of my family, they've accepted the fact that, like, this is my field of work. And so they trust me. There we go.
Philip!
Yeah.
It's gonna work.
Yeah, inshallah.
It will. Seriously, it's gonna work.
الو السلام عليكم.
السلام ورحمة الله، كيف حالك؟
الحمد لله كويسة، أهلني باب، الحمد لله على السلامة.
الله يسلمك.
I'm on a video call with my parents. Okay، إيش بتقولي؟
أمك سأل عن الناس كلهم قالوا ما شاء الله.
My mother is saying that there's another person who wants to get married to me. In the past year I got two proposals, I think.
والله يقولوا إنه مؤدب وخلوق.
My mom says he's very well-mannered and polite. His professor sees him in the mosque. And then she handed me over to my dad. Oh, my dad said, you know, his dad is a professor of bacteriology. Bacteriology, that's so cool. Well, I just might marry him just for his father. So I asked my mom how she feels. She says, there's nothing that I would love more than for you to be with me forever and not get married at all, but you have to, you know, it's how life goes. So we'll just make sure that he's the right person. Okay. I'm probably going to say no, but I feel like there's a 1% chance that I'll change my mind. So
I agreed to meet him in a few months.
This is Mesht. It's been a couple of months since I last recorded. I'm back home, and it's the 13th, I think, of Ramadan, and it's Friday. And I'm here with my sister-in-law, Raghad, who's my brother's wife. You know, my brother, Majid. We're just sitting in my room and I thought I would record her. كيف حالك؟
الحمد لله. طيب. طولنا بحك عادي.
أي واحد يضحك عادي مرة عادي. She's asking me if it's okay to laugh. And I told her to just treat it like a normal conversation.
طيب. إيش نصيحتك لي للزواج؟
So I asked her what her advice for me was in regards to marriage.
نصيحتي إنه لو جاك الشاب الطيب اللي كويس في دينه وأخلاق إنك خاص توافقي.
She said my advice is that if a good guy proposes who follows his religion correctly and has good manners, that you agree.
أيوة تبي تتزوجي أنت يعني عادي لو.
She asked me if I actually want to get married. She says, I feel like you're really scared of marriage.
ايوه صراحه انا مره خايفه احس نفسي ما ابغى اتزوج لين كمان 5 سنين كده.
I told her, well yeah, I am really scared and I feel like I like my alone time and I can't imagine being really, you know, chilling in my room and somebody coming to me and asking me to cook for him.
هو صح ذا الشيء
she says, well yeah, that
برضو انا كنت كان شعوري زيك انه يلا شيء صعب حتصير مسؤوليه علي يوم ادري.
She says, I used to feel the same way you do, that it's really scary and that it's so difficult.
يعني alhamdulillah.
But thank God, it wasn't as hard as she thought it would be.
في البداية ما تكون تعرف هذا الشخص فيكون يعني شعور غريب يعني أول ما تتعرف عليه. مع الأيام خلاص.
She says that at first it's a little strange because you don't know that person. But as days go on, you get to know him better.
تصيروا تتعودوا على بعض, تصيروا تحبوا بعض.
Both of you... You get used to each other and end up loving each other.
Hey.
Ugh,
and right then we were interrupted because Majid and my dad came in. So here's what happened. I met the guy who proposed to me. I don't want to say his name. I'll just refer to him as the guy. I really like the fact that the English language has... the word guy, you know? It's like you don't have to say boy and you don't have to say man. You can say the guy. Anyway, the guy and his dad came. They were sitting in the men's section of the house. My mother and I, we were peeking through the door, but it was still too far to hear much. So we called my brother and we told him to keep his phone on speaker and we muted the phone from our end so that we can hear them and they can't hear us. Trust me, all families do that, okay? It's not just us. And then finally, they said, it's time. My mom tried to fix my hair and I said, no, just let me be. So I walked in. I thought he was pretty cute, actually. He made eye contact, proper eye contact. And he said, how are you? And I said, I was good. And I said, how are you? And he said, he was fine. So he asked me first, what are my interests? I was like, I like genetics and I like karate. And he didn't seem to mind, you know, which is good. My dad asked him how much of the Quran he has memorized. And the guy said, I try to read a chapter every day, but I have a problem with memorizing things even when I was in university. My dad was like, well, you know, Majd has won many competitions in Quran recitation, memorization. And I was like, Dad, that was a long time ago. And then my dad was like, Maj, do you have any questions for him? So I asked the guy, what do you want to achieve in life? He was like, I want to change the way energy is used in Saudi Arabia. He said, we use a very old system and I want to invent something. I looked at him and I was like, yeah, nice. That's a good answer. And he was like, what about you? And I told him, I want to prove that being a Muslim Saudi woman who wears a headscarf, it doesn't stop me from being a scientist. And his eyes shone a little bit, you know? It was a good feeling. Hi, it's me again. It's 10 minutes to 3. In the morning, I'm in my room listening to songs and I can't sleep. Truthfully, this is embarrassing. I've just been thinking about love, you know, if I'll ever have a go at it. My potential future fiancé. He seems like a nice guy, a good guy. But I don't want to get married. Marriage is so much more than that. It's so much more. Like, you have to listen to what your husband says. It's a religious requirement. And even though I know that since God said it, then it's for the best. It's hard for me to comply with that. I want to love someone and to have somebody love me back. But I don't want to be 20 years old and married. I'm too young for that. Good night, I guess. My cousin is angry because I don't want to put a lot of makeup on when I want something really soft. A lot has happened in the past few weeks. I said yes.
Yeah, congratulations, my love.
Thank you. Today, I will be married. I feel good about this. I do. I wouldn't say I'm completely sure yet, because I still have only met him face to face twice, and one of them was like for 2 seconds. But he's so supportive of everything I want to do. And there's this thing he said. He asked me what I was scared of. And I said, of failing. I really want to make a difference, to change something. And I told him that in all probability, I won't. And he said, we'll push each other to the top. And that stuck with me.
Oh, my mother just came in. People are starting to arrive and I'm so nervous. I am so nervous. I'm going to go downstairs now. Oh, God.
A year ago, if you had told me, I would have thought, me, getting married, no way. There's a verse in the Quran about the idea of nasib, which according to Google Translate means share. Like, these are my shares in life. Being a Saudi Arabian, being a Muslim, this is my nasib. This is what's written for me, and this is God's plan for me. This is my fate. My dad told me that nasib is 80% and your choices are 20%. In the end, we really don't control a lot of what happens around us. But at the same time, God gives us the freedom of choice. And I think I made the right choice. Okay.
I think that's it.
This is Majd. Bye.
Majd Abdulghani. Originally, her audio diary was going to end there, but there was one more person that Majd wanted to interview.
Hi, this is Majd, and I'm here with Anmar, my
husband.
You could say he's my husband. And I'm about to interview him. Okay. So what has it been like getting to know me?
I've never had, like, I never talked to a girl like this.
Mm.
The only interaction was in work or maybe just passing by. It's been amazing.
Do you think our marriage would be different than most Saudi marriages?
I think so, yeah.
Why?
Like, what's the role of the wife? I don't like it when a husband just tells his wife, go cook something.
I hate that too. Yeah. Oh my God.
What I want is more of a partnership.
Okay, good. But you wouldn't say that that in the end you get to decide?
No.
If we ever disagree?
No, I think you'll be the one who decides.
Why do you think that?
You're stronger than me.
What do you mean I'm stronger than you? What does that mean?
I know. You when you argue, you're a good debater.
Do I scare you when I...
Sometimes.
For me, the day we signed the marriage contract, it was the start of getting to know you for real. And I never thought I would meet someone like you, Anwar. Yeah, I think I made the right choice by choosing to marry you. Do you think you made the right choice?
Yes.
I'm really hungry for pizza now. Okay, bye.
We wanted to let you know that since she got married, Maj has been accepted into a master's program in genetics, and she earned her green belt in karate.
Joe Richman is the host of Radio Diaries from PRX's Radiotopia. If you want to learn more about women in Saudi Arabia or see photos of Majd, go to radiodiaries.org, where you'll also find a ton of other great stories. This has been an On the Media Podcast Extra. I'm Bob Garfield.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.